Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for one of the many interesting bouts on UFC 267. One of the bouts that I thought you guys might want is Li Jingliang, the Leech, against Khamzat Chimaev. It's good to see Chimaev back in the UFC. It's been over 12 months. He made such a big impression when he came into the UFC. Obviously, signing at 6-0, running through John Phillips in just over two rounds, just over a round, finishing him with a Darce choke, which is one of his more preferred submissions. So we'll come back to that. Then he fought Rhys McKee 10 days later and just smashed him, and then went back up to middleweight and fought Gerald Mershaw. And again, I mean, could he have made it any easier? Really, could he have made it look any easier? He just circled him into the fence and caught him with a clean shot. There was no contest at all, really. So the expectations of Khamzat Chimaev are huge. On the other side, you've got Li Jingliang, who has had a lot more fights in the UFC, a lot more fights overall. 18-6 is his record. Coming off that big knockout, that big left hook against Ponzinibbio. Now, the Leech is an interesting challenge for everybody. He's not the most elite level of mixed martial arts. I wouldn't say that there's anything, any particular area of his game where he's really a specialist. But he's tough. He's durable. He's got heavy hands. He throws with bad intentions. He chops people to pieces with low kicks. He's not got great takedown defense, but he has got some takedown defense, and it is improving. And you know, he's a respectable, well-known fighter who is willing to step in and take on Chimaev. We're waiting to see someone do something that's gonna show us some kind of weakness in Chimaev's game. Now, if the Leech can withstand the takedowns and the ground and pound, or he can, you know, even keep it on the feet, perhaps, which I doubt very much, to be honest. But it, you know, if the Leech can get through a couple of rounds, and you know, it gets into that third round, and Chimaev has made a big effort to get him finished, where's he going to be? That's the question for me, because the Leech can make it ugly and he can keep cracking into the later rounds. Now, I don't think for a second that Khamzat Chimaev doesn't have the conditioning to do three rounds, but the expectations, the you know, the weight on his shoulders, as well as the time out, you know, he's been out for 12 months, they don't work in his favor, shall we say. And the other thing as well, you know, he's had 9 fights compared to, what is it, 24 for the Leech. And the Leech has been in there with some really good guys, and he's been the distance. There's only one finish on his UFC record, and that was Keita Nakamura, caught him in a rear naked choke. That's my main concern for him, is the vulnerability of his neck. I expect Khamzat Chimaev to be able to take him down. I expect him to be able to control him for the most part, but maybe not do enough to hurt him, but certainly enough to expose his neck and maybe wrap up a Darce choke or a rear naked. The Leech is just a handful for everybody, because he's such a big, strong, you know, enthusiastic welterweight. He loves fighting, and sometimes that does leave him a bit vulnerable. And against someone like Khamzat Chimaev, he's a very smart, calculated fighter. He doesn't overextend himself at all. He doesn't take punches willingly. The other thing as well is, so the Leech is very good at kind of hanging back and waiting for people to come in. But that left hook is very, very consistent for him. I mean, we saw him land it on Ponzinibbio. He stepped through with the right hand and ended up catching him with the left hook. But he does tend to step across with his back leg as he does it, which then squares his hips up. And if he's backed up against the fence and Chimaev's pressuring him, like we would expect him to do, like he did against Mershaw, if he pressures the Leech up against the fence and he feints in and the Leech throws that left hook, he might square his legs up himself for one of Chimaev's takedowns. Of course, I think it's a very, very difficult fight for Li Jingliang, but toughness and experience do count for quite a lot. And he's not easy to discourage, you know. He loses hard-fought decisions generally. You know, if he's losing and if he's winning, he's looking like he's a bully. I mean, he's knocking people out. He's knocking people out cold. he's also got great body kicks as well. So, you know, the longer the fight can go, of course, there's a risk of getting taken down on body kicks. But I do think his kicks are powerful. And I think if he can land a few low kicks and defend a couple of takedowns, then maybe that's an option for him. Again, I feel like we're clutching at straws a little bit because I do think it's going to be a handful of a fight. I expect Chimaev to be dominant. Let's just have a quick look at the stats. So height and reach advantage both go to Chimaev. He's 6'2" compared to 6' for the Leech, and he has a 4-inch reach advantage at 75 inches. He also has a higher strikes landed per minute, but you've got to bear in mind the Reese McKee and the John Phillips fight was him holding someone in place and hitting them pretty much whenever he liked. So that has been able to really increases his strikes landed per minute, as well as his striking accuracy was at 72%. Strikes absorbed per minute, 0.1. Like I said, he doesn't really overextend himself. The Leech is there to be hit sometimes, although he does have bricks for a head. When it comes to takedown defense, this is where the Leech starts to struggle a little bit. So Chimaev's takedown accuracy is 75%, but of course, takedowns that fail become the beginning of the next takedown that succeeds. He's very good at chain wrestling, and he's not going to be discouraged by missing a couple of takedowns, even if he does. Takedown average is ridiculous, as you can imagine. Takedown offense for the Leech is not quite 60%. 59%, it's not ideal for this circumstance. He's going to need to increase that, and he's going to need to have spent a lot of time drilling takedown offense against the fence. He might sometimes fall in love a little bit with trying to counter strike, and he's being set up for takedowns. It's going to be a really hard fought battle. I expect Chimaev to come through this and look very strong, but I expect the Leech to, if Chimaev can be pushed into the later rounds, I expect the Leech to be able to find some holes in his game, maybe land some of those big hands or some of those body and low kicks. Interesting one. Enjoy these fights. I'll see you next time.